Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Joining us on the TroCare College Live Line, Jack O'Donnell from O'Donnell & Associates. As Jack, yesterday, the governor, you know, after teasing a lot of these items throughout the past month or so, officially unveiled her $252 billion budget, you know, with a lot of what she calls affordability plans. And I'm not sure about you, but $252 billion and affordable are kind of a long ways away. What were some of the highlights that had people talking yesterday in Albany?
Well, absolutely. Good morning. It's a lot of money. It's up about $10 billion, almost 4% from last year. As you mentioned, we had already heard a lot of the highlights. $3 billion to fund inflation rebate checks for some folks, about $1 billion in potential tax cuts for some earners, money to expand the child tax credit, free universal school meals, some money for housing, some money for Albany, which of course is talked about a lot in the city of Albany, which has had a hard time lately, and for the State Museum, extension of film tax credits, an extension of a tax increase for some of the highest earners over the next few years. So there's a lot there.
Jack, it's not always just budget items in the state budget, but policies too. And it seems like a big one is a cell phone ban for schools across the state. What do you know about that?
Absolutely. So the push is that districts will have a lot of individual say in how they come up with things. But the push would be that every school district would have till this year, I think September of 2025, to come up with a policy that is bell to bell, phone free, to really get those distractions out of the hands of children. Of course, it includes some exemptions for healthcare purposes, but a really big issue here. Now, there's $13.5 million to go towards this. I suspect that there'll probably be more by the time this process is done. The governor is going to be at a middle school today in the Albany area talking a little more about this.
I think this is fascinating on so many levels. First off, I want to zero in on what you just said there with the cost of it. Now, I was reading this and I thought, how in the world does it cost $13.5 million to simply say cell phones aren't allowed in school anymore? That seems like a lot of money. And you just said that you think it's going to cost more by the end of it. Maybe this is the disconnect between you know, people and what actually happens in Albany.
Well, you know, we've seen there are school districts across the state and in New York City that have actually already implemented these. And I think the cost really comes down to not some Albany bureaucracy, but it comes down to what the individual schools do to allow kids to bring their cell phones, right? They may need them after school to get picked up. There may be other purposes for them, and how they're secured. You know, the most prominent is a lot of places have purchased these things that are called Yonder pouches that secure the phone during the school day, but that do have a mechanism to release them in an emergency. Some schools have talked about putting in phone lockers and things like that. So there is a cost for a lot of students.
Do the Senate and Assembly support a cell phone ban, does it appear?
I think there is broad support for the concept, and the devil is in the details. But, you know, this is one of the things that, again, is not a surprise. The governor has done a listening tour on this. There have been several different forums where educators have met and talked about it. The school unions, the teachers unions have been a part of that, talking about it. So there does seem to be broad support for this, but again, it's what does it look like? How is it implemented? And who's happy?
And momentum does seem to be kind of building when you look at that. I'm looking at, you know, some of the reaction to it, and you had the Citizens Budget Commission saying, especially about the tax rebates, the $300 going to all New Yorkers. They said that it spreads that $3 billion the program would cost so thinly that it won't have a lasting impact. And, you know, some other people saying that it's kind of it's an election year budget a year early. On those two items, do you see a lot of things here that kind of point to, this is, you know, something used to garner some support and votes? On the other hand, might there be some pushback actually to a rebate in New York because it's, you know, at the end of the day, not going to go very far, you know, $300 anymore?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, you could look at the governor's last three budgets and say, you know, they're all election year budgets. I mean, you know, budgets are choices and things we see that impact voters, right? So the governor over the last couple of years has fully funded health care, fully funded education, definitely a lot of funding for policies that are popular. But I think with the you know, being in the governor's reelection cycle, there's certainly going to be a focus on that. And the individual returns to voters, right? The $300 check, you know, some of the small tax cuts that would be available to some people, those certainly do sound a lot like a campaign commercial. But I do think there will be some pushback. The idea that you're taking $3 billion and I think you said spreading that thin versus investing that in, you know, public transportation, higher education, you know, something that could make a really sizable impact. That's what these fights are going to be about priorities. And we'll hear over the next couple of weeks from the Assembly and Senate what they think.
Jack, thank you so much.